University of Idaho President Dwayne Nellis says he's disappointed in the decision made by the State Board of Education last week to remove the word flagship from the university's proposed mission statement. Correspondent Northwest Public Radio's Glenn Mosley reports.
When the University of Idaho men's basketball team took to the floor for its last home game of the season Saturday night, the public address announcer welcomed the crowd by calling the U of I the state's flagship institution. The remark elicited a roar of approval from the crowd. But that doesn't change the fact that the university won't be allowed to use the term in its mission statement following a decision by the State Board of Education last week. It was a move that disappointed U of I President Dwayne Nellis.
To remove this, it just feels like a negative, and to suggest that it's because they want to treat all the universities the same, well, we're not the same. We each have unique missions in our state, and each one plays a very important role.
That's Nellis speaking to reporters last week. The move has created a fiery discussion online between supporters of the U of I and supporters of other higher education institutions in the state. Whether it's on Facebook, through Twitter, or in the comment section of news organizations, or on the Board of Education's own Facebook site, the debate, pro and con, has come fast and furious in the days since the decision. I'm Glenn Mosley reporting.